Through you, Mr. Mayor, the permit for the landfilling was issued in July 1998 at a time when commissioners were in council rather than councillors.
So just to clarify, Mr. Mayor, that's not councillors, they're commissioners.
Commissioners, that's correct.
Thank you, Mr. Badger.
A couple more questions.
Councillor Medley.
Can you please explain a little bit more about the Metropolitan Waste Management Strategy? I think currently there's a 2009 version of that.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. The Metropolitan Waste Management Strategy, there's a 2009 version, and there's also a 2011 consultation update, if you like, of the strategy. In effect, the strategy recognises that that over time, existing landfills, particularly in the southeast of Melbourne, will in effect run out. So therefore, existing landfills, including the Boral landfill in the west and north of Melbourne, become important as future landfill areas. And it's important, I guess, that those areas, from a strategic planning point of view, be recognised as significant waste-filled areas.
Thank you, Mr. Badger. Councillor Medley.
Mr. Mayor, so this is actually a state government document funded by the taxpayers' funds. Is that correct?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, the Metropolitan Waste Management group is a state government group, so therefore it's funded by the state government.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, I'm just trying to get my point and clarification here. In the current 2009 strategy report, can you please tell me in specific, and this chamber, what it specifically says about this particular Boral site in Ravenhall and its life expectancy?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, it recognises the Boral site as one of a number of sites of state significance from a landfill perspective. In terms of the time frame for landfilling, the strategy only looks at a 40-year time horizon. So recognises that the Boral landfill has potential for at least 30 to 40 years of landfilling, but doesn't go beyond that.
So, Mr. Mayor, even though the application has another 10 or so more years, the state government document actually endorses or recommends that it goes beyond 2040. Is that correct?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. It doesn't endorse or recommend. It recognises that there's potential for landfilling within the Boral site for that sort of time frame, but also recognises that it would be subject to planning approval from council and also works approvals from the EPA.
Thank you, Mr. Badger. Does any other council require further clarification?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Sorry. It is a significant document. I mean, we're talking about 100 years here, so I do want to make this point clear. So just to clarify, the Labor government in 2009 funded a report from taxpayers' money, and in it states, the report states, that this particular Boral site in Ravenhall has a life expectancy of 2040 or more.
I think that's a statement and not a question.
So just to clarify, I'm clarifying.
That's correct, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. So on page 335, Mr. Mayor, it states that the elected member, and I only bring this to my attention because it states this clearly in the report, that Ms. Marlene Kayrouse has made an objection to this application, and I commend her for that. I really do. And I am aware of her objections. She made it quite clear in the meetings that we had publicly. Had she actually made any objections when her party put this document forward, that in Ravenhall, in the western suburbs, near Caroline Springs Residential, a landfill should have an expectancy of 2040. Yes, she was. She was elected in 2008. Thank you.
Does any other councillor require further clarification?
Just one more question, Mr. Mayor, and I'll be
last
brief.
One, Councillor.
If this application is not approved by councillors tonight, and if Boral do take this to VCAT, is the fact that a state government document from 2009 clearly stating and supporting that the Borrell landfill site should be there for at least another 30 years. Does this help Borrell's case?
Mr. Bardio.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. I'm not sure about that. I guess it would. But having said that, in their comments on the application, the Metropolitan Waste Management Group do recognise that there's issues and concerns with issuing a planning permit which has potentially got a life of 100 years, and actually make comments that make comments that in considering the application, the council should be mindful of that and consider alternative timeframes for the issue of the permit.
Thank you, Mr. Badgio. Do I have a councillor to move the motion?
Mr. Mayor, I would like to say that I am not supporting Borrell's landfill application and agree with officer's recommendation not to support it for several reasons. And I'd like to make comment once it's gone through.
Thank you, Councillor Mayor. Do I have a councillor to second the motion?
I'd like to second. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Dunn. Does any councillor oppose the motion? I declare the motion carried.
Mr. Mayor, I've just got a statement that Councillor Ramsay has asked me to read whilst the motion was going to be put, and it reads as follows. Due to extraordinary circumstances which could not be avoided, I regret that I am not present to consider this application which has received such overwhelming opposition from the local community. I wish it to be publicly declared that notwithstanding any debate here tonight, which I am not party, I fully support the officer's recommendations as put. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Bill. I declare the motion carried.
Mr. Mayor, can I just have a few brief words in regard?
Very brief. One minute.
Yeah, very brief. Look, I just wanted to endorse the fact that I will not be supporting this, but there are a few reasons. There has not, most of all, Mr. Mayor, I do have concerns for it going for more than 100 years, that's for sure. But there hasn't also been any community consultation with Borrell and the community. I have actually suggested this at the meeting that we had with Borrell. This landfill should have never been approved, and the Labor state government in 2009 should have never supported that this tip should be there for at least until 2040 and beyond. It is disappointing that our state member didn't hold a rally and oppose the landfill back in 2009. I encourage every one of those 7,000 residents who sent their heartfelt emails to myself and this council expressing their objections to this landfill, I suggest that you write to the current state government and voice those same opinions for the new Metropolitan Waste Management Strategy document that is currently in draft form and undo what the former government allowed to permit. It is a shame that the former Labor government did not build Caroline Train Station.
Thank you, Councillor Mirlik. Your minute's up. Thank you, Councillor Mirlik. Please sit down. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, who may wish to leave now. We move on to item number 11.6, West Melton Recreation Reserve.
Mr. Mayor, sorry, could I say a few words in regard to that? Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to say that I'm absolutely delighted that this evening's council officer's recommendation is to totally reject the proposed expansion of the Borrell tip. And I call on Borrell to take into account and to listen to the views of our community and of this council and accept our decision that we have said no.
Have a good night. 11.6, West Melton Recreation Reserve Master Plan Proposal. Mr. Heaney.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillors, very quick report. The report's to present Council an update on our strategic planning for the Melton Recreational Rec Reserve, and that strategic planning will provide future guidance for the development of such a space. West Melton Rec Reserve is situated and abuts James Cook Drive to the west of the Melton Township. It also is adjacent to and backs on to Melton Specialist School and our secondary school provision. It is a large recreational site and is an older site of one of many within the Melton Township, and it's some 5.6 hectares inside. The tennis court is the home to the West Melton Tennis Club at the moment and the Model Railway Club. The courts are existing at the moment. It has 8 on the site, which has provided services to a lot of our community for probably in excess of 15 to 20 years. The recreational facilities also house a small playground, some shade structures, some seating and natural play elements. It also has a fully constructed, or albeit some older, construction of a pavilion which comprises of a social room, kitchenette and social space, and they provide amenities for the 2 existing clubs on this site as we speak. The reason for the master planning councillors is, as I stated earlier, is to give future guidance to the recreational reserve. It's not to fund it now or fund it in the next year or the year after. It's for council to consider in future budgets, capital works budgets and programs within our recurrent processes to enhance this reserve for a future great amenity that it is. It's 5.6 hectares in size, so it's a large amenity and one of our larger size ones to the Melton Township. I won't go through it in detail, but on page 100 of the agenda report on the item, it details the upgrade of the reserve, and there's many of those. Consultation has occurred, of course, with the existing clubs within the reserve. Appended to the report on page 304 is the reserve, the way it sits as we speak at the moment. There were submissions coming in from the community, and there was a consultation day that was held with the community councillors. So generally the feedback was received very well from the users of the existing facility, the community around that facility, and the main themes that came out, as generally does with all of us, and again tonight from one of our gallery members, was lighting and public safety. So hopefully council will put this report to you tonight, and there's 2 recommendations on page 300 of this report, is to endorse the West Melton Rec Reserve Master Plan as appended, as Appendix 1, and as a guide for future planning of the reserve, and to consider the staging and the balance of the works in implementation of council's future capital works programs. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Heaney. Does any councillor require any further clarification? Do I have a councillor to move the motion?
I'll move the motion, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Cooley. Do I have a councillor to second the motion?
Happy to second the motion, Mr. Mayor, and commend the officers for a fantastic report.
Thank you, Councillor Millick. Does any councillor oppose the motion? I declare the motion carried. Item 11.7, Health Partnership Funding Success.
Thank you,
Mr. Heaney.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, again. I have a few in a row, so you'll be hearing a bit from me, hopefully very quick. This is a health promotion program where council has been successful in obtaining a number of initiatives to continue our health promotion program for our community. And it's really to inform council of the success of the advocacy we've had in advocating for additional funds to do such an initiative. We have achieved securing $300,000 from our local Medicare local to build on the already work that we've completed in our health promotion work. The work that we'll be doing in conjunction with our Medicare local is promoting healthy communities, but more for the younger years. So it's getting in early to our families, to our younger generation, our young community, and that's getting in to them and educating them through our maternal and child health, through our kindergarten provision being 3 or 4 year old, and involving some of our funding partners to help us implement such a thing. Also, another initiative that we've been successful for is with the Western Bulldogs Football Club, and that's to the tune of $20,000. It's an initiative titled Sons of the West, and we're doing a fair bit of work with the Bulldogs Football Club and our local community on health promotion over that. These will run over probably 18 months. We'll be run out of a number of our community hubs, our community facilities, our partnership arrangements we have within schools, our kindergartens, and a number of other facilities we currently have construction and service delivery. On page 306, it does note councils the objectives of the projects, and there are about 6 or 7 of those noted on page 306. I think it's a great outcome, $300,000 again to continue our health promotion. As you know, one of our main initiatives in this city, unfortunately, is diabetes. So we're doing a lot of work with our young children and their families to educate them on such an initiative. On page 305, there are 2 recommendations for councillors, and that is to note the application and the receipt of what will be 300,000 from the Macedon Rangers and Northwestern Melbourne Medicare Local to implement what's known as the Healthy Children Growing Together project, and note the involvement in the commencement of the Western Bulldogs Football Club's Community Health Initiative, which is titled Sons of the West, and associated funding, which will be $20,000. So in total, $320,000 to keep our health promotion projects on the books and alive and well, councillors. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Heaney. Does any councillor require further clarification? Do you have a councillor to move the motion?
Happy to move the motion, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, councillor. May I like to have a councillor to second the motion?
I'm happy to second it. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, councillor Dunn. Does any councillor oppose the motion? I declare the motion carried. And I'd just like to say that our community services have been doing some great work as far as advocating for our community, and the amount of grants and that they've been picking off recently is just amazing. Congratulations. Well done, Mr. Heaney, to you and your department.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Item 11.8, Community Infrastructure Funding Success. Mr. Heaney.
Mr. Mayor, it's fair to say this one's been a piece of hard work for the council and the officers to advocate for these funds, but I'm pleased to put up this report this evening. Council is always trying to advocate for additional capital works, if you like, or funding, capital funding to offset the ratepayers' burden to deliver the services we require to deliver for the growing community. I want to note tonight is the initiatives that are described on page 308, where Council had a submission through the State Government, which totals $1,030,000, for a number of projects, and one of the main ones is the first one noted on that page, which is the relocation of the Melton Food Bank and Welfare Centre, as appended on Appendix 1. We have achieved $200,000 from the State Government towards relocation of that combined churches, Caring Melton facility. Also, to note over and above that, Council has $80,000 in the current budget, so in effect $280,000 is Council supporting that combined churches group to relocate. They provide a great service and a very important service to our people out there in the community. $500,000 towards the newly constructed community centre in Atherston, $300,000 towards what will be constructed in the Arnolds Creek to the northwest of Melton facility, and this is offsetting Council's budget, and $30,000 to do more health planning with our partners Jerrawarra Health in exploring and investigating, most importantly, other service delivery to be established in what will be the new community health centre in Melton Township Councils. Is something we advocate very heavily for, is not just getting the bricks and mortar, but to get the services in those facilities to assist our families within the city. So, again, Mr. Mayor, if I can, it's just really to receive and note the report, and also that we write to the Honourable Minister Guy, and Minister for Multicultural Affairs and Citizenship, thanking the State Government for the funding contribution towards the project. That's the recommendations as printed.
Thank you, Mr. Heaney. Does any councillor require any further clarification? Do you have a councillor to move the motion?
Happy to move the motion and congratulate once more Mr. Heaney's department on a job well done.
Thank you, Councillor May. I'd like to have a councillor to second the motion.
I'd like to second it. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Dunn. Does any councillor oppose the motion? I declare the motion carried. 11.9, Victorian State Government Funding Success Outcomes. Mr. Heaney, for a change.
Just for a change, Mr. Mayor, thank you. I'll be very quick. We thought it appropriate that knowing the importance that this council's had on some state government advocacy in many, many years at this council, that we thought it appropriate to put this report up this evening. That state government announced the budget not that long ago, and within that budget was some $14 million to construct the long and awaited community health centre that's been number one advocacy target for this council for many years. So I think that's a great outcome, and we wanted to showcase that with our health partners this evening. Within that $14 million, there's $5 million that's actually funded from the GAIC as part of that contribution. And, you know, it's probably proposed that that facility will be around about a $19 or $20 million build and will be co-located up next to the existing Melton Health facility up at adjacent to Woodgrove, the health precinct. So I just think that's a great outcome, and the advocacy that the council has done to achieve this outcome with the Strategic Health Forum and our health partners. So that's a facility that is next door to where we are at the moment. The Cream Building will now have a purpose-built facility. We believe within 2 years, Mr. Mayor and councillors, that that will be on the site, ready for our families to access those much-needed services. Within the budget papers, it's sad to see, and I think Michelle has raised earlier, which I know a question, that technically in the budget papers there's an amount of money, $6 million plus, to finish the already commenced construction of the Arnold's Creek Primary School up at to the northwest of Melton. So technically there is $6 million in there to finish that in the next budget. But very sadly, it's important to say there isn't any other school provision in the state budget papers, which will be a discussion with our council on the advocacy document that we touched on earlier on. The Caroline Springs train station was announced by the Minister before the budget papers. So, as you're aware, the station at Caroline Springs was most disappointing on not getting the station provided for that community down in the eastern sector and those families. But I think as far as advocacy, what the council and the work that has been done with our partners at the moment, it's generally been quite a good win for the whole of the city, achieving a community health build precinct, finishing off one school, and we'll heavily advocate for many others, and finally hearing that that station will be built, hopefully very shortly, down in the east. So, Mr. Mayor, I just thought it appropriate, knowing the work that this council has done and the advocacy and the letters to parliamentarians and premiers and whoever, that finally it has been achieved. So I just think that's a great outcome for this for the community out there overall. So the recommendation is really just to receive and note those comments in that report, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Heaney. Does any councillor require further clarification?
Mr. Mayor, I don't have clarification, but can I just add an additional to the motion, please? A dot point number two, if you will, that council officers write to the Honourable David Davies, MLC, Minister for Health and Minister for Ageing, and the Honourable Matthew Guy, MLC, Minister for Planning and Minister for Multicultural Affairs and Citizenship, expressing council's appreciation for the support provided by the government in funding towards the construction of the Community Health Centre.
Thank you, Councillor Medlick. So you wish to move an alternate motion with an amendment?
Correct.
Yep. Can I have a councillor to second the motion?
I'd like to second it. Thank you, Mr.
Thank you, Councillor Dunn. So the alternate motion with the addition of Councillor Medlick's recommendation. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour? I declare the motion carried. Item number 1114, Melton Housing Strategy, Mr. Baggio.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The City of Melton is currently experiencing rapid population growth and demographic change, with this trend expected to continue for at least the next 20 years. While the majority of this population growth is expected to be directed towards the growth areas of the municipality, a significant percentage of this growth, about 15%, is expected to occur within the city's established residential areas. Ensuring that residents within these established residential areas have an appropriate range of housing choice and diversity will be critical to in addressing the housing needs of this expanding and changing population. In addition, state government, as part of its reforms to the planning scheme, introduced a new suite of residential zones to provide greater clarity around the type of residential development that can be expected within the established areas. The new zones are the general residential, neighbourhood residential and residential growth zones, and councils have until the 1st July 2014 to introduce the new residential zones into their planning schemes. In this context, this council has prepared a housing diversity strategy to both provide a framework to manage future residential development in the established areas and also to transition to the new residential zones. A copy of the completed strategy, Mr. Mayor, is attached to the report. In essence, it recommends that the majority of the existing urban area be converted to the general residential zone, which is very similar to the existing residential one zone. Further areas around, generally, areas around existing activity centres are identified for the residential growth zone, which is the higher density residential zone, and the existing lower density areas are proposed to be converted to the neighbourhood residential zone, which is essentially a minimal change type of zone. An extensive consultation process was undertaken as part of the development of the strategy, with the community and key stakeholders informed of the strategy and feedback sought at key stages through information updates on Council's website, advertisements in local media, mail out of a summary brochure and the facilitation of a series of workshops and community drop-in sessions. As a result of that community consultation, a total of 32 submissions were received, and these raised a number of issues which have been considered in the finalisation of the strategy. A more detailed summary of these issues and details of how they've been addressed are provided in the report at Appendix 4. It's noted that one of the changes proposed in response to a number of submissions received from residents within the Kurrinjang Ranches estate is the inclusion of a schedule to the neighbourhood residential zone to ensure that the subdivision provisions are similar to the existing low-density residential zone, and that is that the minimum lot size be 2,000 square metres for lots that can be connected to reticulated sewer and 4,000 square metres minimum where it can't be. It's therefore recommended, Mr. Mayor, that Council adopt the Melton Housing Diversity Strategy and request that the Minister for Planning approve Amendment C157 under Section 20, Part 4 of the Planning and Environment Act. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Baggio. Does any councillor require further clarification? Do I have a councillor to move the motion?
Happy to move the motion, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Mayor. Do I have a councillor to second the motion?
I'd like to second it. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Dunn. Does any councillor oppose the motion? I declare the motion carried. Item 11.15. Melbourne East West Link, Western Section. Mr. Shannon.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This report is effectively an information report to Council providing an update regarding recent state government announcements regarding the East-West Link, which is effectively an 18-kilometre cross-city link extending across Melbourne from the Eastern Freeway to the Western Ring Road. Councillors will recall around about 12 months ago the government announced that they were committed to undertaking the eastern leg of that section of road. And if I can refer Council to the plan at Appendix 1, you can see hatched in purple is in essence the eastern link that I refer to. That's about an $8 billion project, which is largely underground tunnelling. That was not the preferred section of road for the Western Region Councils, who, through the joint strategy adopted by all Western Region Councils, supported the western leg of this project to be undertaken first. However, Council will also be aware over the last 2 weeks or thereabouts, the state government have also announced their commitment to the western leg, which in essence will be undertaken in tandem with the eastern section. The western leg is going to cost in the order of $10 billion, and the federal government have committed around about $3 billion towards the overall project. So, Mr. Mayor, it's firstly recommended that Council receive and note this report, but probably more importantly is that it's recommended that Council advise the Minister for Roads that Council in particular supports the western section of the East Link project, given the clear benefits it will provide to residents of the city in providing an alternate means of access to and from metropolitan Melbourne as an alternative to the Westgate Bridge. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Shannon. Does any councillor require any further clarification? Do you have a councillor to move the motion?
Mr. Mayor, I'm happy to move this motion, and it delights me to say that We actually, the mayor, the Western Region mayors, all of the Western Region, including Hobsons Bay and Wyndham, together with the CEOs last year, went to actually lobby for this very cause, for the East-West link to be started from the western side. Now, I'm not saying that that was the reason why this has been changed, but it certainly gives me a buzz to know that we were part of that delegation, because we saw both both parliaments, Labor and Liberal, and anyone that would basically hear us. So I really, I'm thrilled with this result.
Thank you, Councillor Millick. Do I have a seconder for the motion?
I'll second the motion. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Does any councillor oppose the motion? I declare the motion carried. 1116, Western Highway intersections, Paynes Road and Mount Cottrell Road. Mr. Shannon.
Thank you again, Mr. Mayor. This report is provided to council following a recent discussion council's chief executive and I had with the regional manager from Vic Roads. We meet regularly to talk about road safety issues and improvements to the arterial road network across the city. At our recent meeting, we discussed with Vic Roads Council's expressed desire to improve road safety and traffic flows along the Western Highway, particularly between Caroline Springs and the Melton Township. Council will be aware that there are a number of changes to the speed limits along that section of road, and the reason for that, and also the reason for the fact that there's a number of serious accidents regularly along this length of road, is that there are a number of properties that have direct access to the highway. But more importantly, there are a number of road access points through the median strip. And sadly, Council will recall a double fatality that occurred last year at the corner of Mount Cottrell Road and the Western Highway. Mr. Mayor, if I can refer councillors to the plan at Appendix 1, there's a Melways plan there which highlights two particular breaks in the median strip at Paynes Road and at Mount Cottrell Road, where Vic Roads potentially had the opportunity to undertake road improvements to improve safety for both the local community and the many people who commute through the municipality towards Ballarat and in reverse. Secondly, if Vic Roads do undertake remedial works at those two locations, it's recommended that Council ask Vic Roads to also review the speed limit, particularly in the vicinity of those locations, to seek to have a more consistent speed limit, which ultimately, once the freeways, the highways fully upgraded, would be 110 kilometres an hour. I think that's some way off, but there's certainly an opportunity for some more consistent approach to the traffic speed limit in the location of those two intersections. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The recommendation is as presented on page 633.
Thank you, Mr. Shannon. Does any councillor require any further clarification? Do I have a councillor to move the motion?
I'm happy to move the motion, Mr. Mayor.
Do I have a councillor to second the motion?
I'm happy to second it. Thank you, Mr.
Thank you, Councillor Dunn. Does any councillor oppose the motion? I declare the motion carried. Item number 12, reports from delegates pointing to other bodies. Councillor Dunn.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The committees that I attended in the last month include a policy review panel, which the minutes were attached, the Property Advisory Committee, PDAC, MEMC with yourself, Mr. Mayor, and I also attended the Municipal Fire Prevention Committee. And I just want to briefly speak about that. In 2013, the need was identified to improve the management of the interface land between the rural and the urban areas and raise public awareness of the risk of grass fires, and especially with the Calcallo fires that occurred. The committee developed a strategy to mitigate the risks as well as a communication strategy targeting those residents living in the high-risk area. The Northwest Metropolitan Grass Fire Interface Project was born as a result, and the fire season of 2013-14 saw strategic fire breaks around the West's peri-urban areas. These fire breaks were constantly monitored during the fire season to ensure that grass fires could not move into the urban areas. The project is now widely adopted and has been recommended as the best practice for managing grass fires on the urban-rural interface. And I think that those involved should be congratulated for this wonderful achievement. It was a combined effort of the CFA and the four interface municipalities.
Thank you, Councillor Dunn. Councillor Cugliari.
nil meetings this month, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Medlick.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I attended the MAV Professional Development meeting where we discussed the Diploma of Local Government program, the Councillor Development Weekend, Knowledge Centre programs, the Graduate Diploma of Management, and also the MacArthur Fellowship. We also spoke briefly about the state government, about the new legislation that's currently sitting in state government parliament regarding a potentially mandatory training and development for councillors in local government. This is quite exciting, Mr. Mayor, as I was also a part of the Governance and Conduct Advisory Committee last year, and I was a big supporter for this to be a mandatory requirement for all current and future councillors to have mandatory training. One thing that I wanted to touch up on the Disability Advisory Committee, Coral Cromery, Manager for Community Care and Inclusion, advised me that the Melton City Council Disability Action Plan and Launch has been selected as a finalist in the Disability Access and Inclusion category in the 2014 National Awards for Local Government. So fingers crossed, Mr. Mayor, that we pick up recognition for this great, outstanding launch action plan. And also I attended one of the annual CEO review committee meetings, which is actually confidential at this point, but it shall be presented to councillors in the near future. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Cullinane. Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, on the 1st of May, I attended the early years partnership meeting. We had Michael Tudball from Council come out and speak to us about advocacy and the process that Council goes through to advocate for our community. We also discussed this brilliant postcard that has now been, I think, put in all the kindergartens as well as all the other... Mr. Heaney, do you know where else it's... I know it's been put through kindergartens and maternal, child and health, thank you. It's a brilliant postcard, learning to play, playing to learn, and what will my child learn at kinder. On the 7th of May, I attended the policy review panel, and I won't go too much into that because the minutes are already attached in tonight's agenda. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. It's been a busy month as usual, but I'll just pick up a couple of things out of the month. And the highlights of the month was obviously the money that we managed to get for the Strategic Health Forum, which was basically for the through their advocating as well as through Council Melton, Bacchus Marsh and the Jerwar Health Service Committee through the Strategic Health Forum advocated strongly for our new facility, the $40 million health facility. So it was quite an enjoyable meeting. Discussion was held over future advocating and putting new ideas together for the coming election so that we could all speak as one voice as such. On the 21st, I attended the Municipal Emergency Management Planning Committee, and it was basically the night was used to endorse the new Municipal Emergency Plan. That's all for now. Thank you. Item 13.1, Record of Assembly of Councillors in accordance with Section 80A of the Local Government Act 1989. Deputy Councillor to move.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move a motion that the Record of Assembly of Councillors attached to this agenda dated 8th of April, 28th of April, 13th of May and 20th of May 2014 be received and noted with a slight amendment, I believe, in one of the meetings, Mr. Bean.
13th of May.
That's correct, through Mr. Mayor. Mr. Heaney was not in attendance at the 13th of May Record of Assembly. That will be changed accordingly.
Thank you, Councillor Medlick. Do I have a councillor to second that motion, please?
I'll second that. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Does any councillor oppose the motion? I declare the motion carried. Item 13.2, public address by each councillor. Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, on the 2nd of May, I attended the City of Melton Business Excellence Awards. Again, that was a great night. On the 9th of May, I attended an Eastern Corridor School discussion meeting with parents and representatives from Hillside and Springside College. There was also Natalie Hutchins MP there, and it was in regards to the need of more secondary schools. Councillor Ramsey was there, Councillor Cugliari and Councillor Dunn. That was a very informative and great meeting. On the 10th of May, I attended the Hillside Sharks Football Club Ladies' Luncheon for Mother's Day with Councillor Cugliari. And if I could just also mention, Mr Mayor, that this week is Reconciliation Week between the 27th of May and the 3rd of June. There's lots of community events that are going on, so I urge everyone to please look at the Council's website. There's a guided tour of Melton Botanic Gardens, there's a Koori Night Market, and there's so much more. So please look at our website, and hopefully you can attend one of those events. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Carley, sorry. Councillor Millick.
Thank you, Mr Mayor. I'd just like to briefly speak about an email I received from the Lions Club of Caroline Springs District. It was in regards to one of my mayoral donations that I made from last year's mayoral charity fund. As everyone remembers, I chose not to actually have a mayoral ball and instead chose to donate funds to local community groups. Well, the Caroline Springs Lions Club was one of those groups, and the funds went to a special project called the Lycola Camp. This was a camp where children who attend local schools who are either disadvantaged or had learning difficulties or social issues such as having trouble making new friends and interacting with their peers were invited to a five-day camp. Well, the reviews from both the parents and the children were quite amazing, Mr. Mayor. The response from the families was overwhelmingly positive, and the families had seen a major improvement within their children. The children are now more confident in themselves, and according to their schools, their performance has increased dramatically. With this grant, the Caroline Springs Lions Club were able to change the lives of 8 children. It was touching and humbling to read that one of the biggest highlights that the children relayed back And it was very, very emotional for me, Mr. Mayor, was that it was great to eat 3 times a day. The email from Caroline Springs Lions Club continued by stating that it should make us all appreciate what we have and try and help the less fortunate in society, especially the children, even more. There was also a letter attached from a 6-year-old boy stating, "My favourite activity was the flying fox, and the best thing in this week was the food. Thank you for sponsoring me. I thank the Lions Club for their positive feedback and for allowing me and this council to be a part of a great life-changing initiative for some of the more vulnerable children in our community." And can I also just commend the Melton Botanic Gardens, Mr. Mayor? I actually, I did note this down in my diary, but I did miss it. Somebody on the other side of the city knew that I was actually a councillor in Melton and said, "Oh, I saw Melton Botanical Gardens on TV on Sunday." So I commend the Melton Botanical Gardens. We've got the president here. So I just want to commend them. Great advocacy for Melton. It puts Melton on the map, and what a great job it was. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Medlick. Councillor Cugliari.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just several things I'd like to highlight this evening. Went past it tonight. 2 framed houses popped up quickly in Bloomdale in Diggers Rest. It was exciting to see the growth finally happening. But on a sad note, our local heritage, the castle in Diggers Rest, went up in flames just recently. And not long ago, council refused the application to demolish the castle due to its significant local heritage. National Sorry Day occurred yesterday, and Councillor Carley just touched on reconciliation, which is occurring, which commenced today and will run to the 3rd of June. Thank you,
Councillor Cugliari. Councillor Dunn.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I also attended the Business Excellence Awards. It's great to see the many winners. On the 16th of May, I went to a groundbreaking ceremony for a company called Aegis Colour. Now, I'm not promoting this company, but I think it's great that this company actually chose our municipality to open their new branch. They're closing down their Sydney branch, and they looked Australia-wide, and they decided to choose Melton as their home. So I think it's great that we're actually starting to accept and have more companies make Melton their home. I also attended the planting day at Melton Botanic Gardens, which was a great day. Nice to get the hands dirty, along with Councillor Ramsey and yourself, Mr. Mayor. On the 25th that evening, I also attended the CFA National Emergency Medal presentation with Councillors Ramsey and Mr. Mayor as well. And that was just wonderful because it actually acknowledged the hard work that the CFA work people did in the Melton area or the western suburbs on Black Saturday. I also attended on the 9th of May the Young Achiever Awards at Etihad Stadium with, once again, Mr. Mayor. And it was great to see that the 11-year-old Maddie Parker actually won her category Community Service and Volunteering. It was a fantastic achievement for this girl, and she was up against some very hard competition because it was a short list of four of them. Three of the others were in their 20s, and they've done a lot of community work. And Maddie actually rose to the occasion, and she won the award. And I'd like to move a motion to request Council to write a letter of acknowledgement, of commendation, acknowledging Maddie's outstanding achievement.
Thank you, Councillor Dunn.
I'll have to second that motion.
I thought you might. Does any councillor oppose the motion? I declare the motion carried. Well, variety is certainly the spice of life, and it certainly is in Melton. It's been a spicy month, starting off at the beginning with Melton Bollywood. Did a dance night. It was quite interesting, quite spicy. On the same night, it was a Melton Bone Club presentation night. It's been such a mixed bag this month. I'll just run through a couple of things. It was the launch of the recycling bins at Melton South Sports Ground, which was a great joint venture. We had an invitation for a presentation of an honour to Anika Mielsen, attended with Councillor Ramsey. I don't know if Councillor Dunn was there, I can't remember. Sorry, Councillor Dunn, if you were there. She attained a scholarship for $45,000 through CRC Melton. With a special planting day yesterday, although the Melton Botanical Gardens was on the TV, they were also on in the ground doing planting yesterday, and they planted quite a few little bushes yesterday. There must have been hundreds, but there was quite a turnout for that. It was a really good day. And in the afternoon, we attended the CFA's National Emergency Medal presentation, and we need to acknowledge that I think it was 55 fire brigade members from Melton received the national award for the fires in Ash Wednesday in 2008. So there was one other thing that Councillor Ramsey would have been jumping up and down for, because on the 17th of the 5th, the Melton Broncos had their very first rugby game in Melton, and unfortunately I had to ask caller because I was had a small emergency that she stepped in at the last minute and looked after that. So you're lucky you didn't get a big story from her on that. Thank you. Item number 14, notices of motion. Item 14.1, notice of motion 3 at 3, Councillor Ramsey.
Obviously, Councillor Ramsey's not here, but she has indicated that she would appreciate if one of the other councillors or one of us councillors could move it for her. So I am privileged to stand on her behalf to say move a notice of motion that council write to Vic Roads requesting they determine the appropriate solution and timing of access improvements to the Western Freeway west of Coburn's Road. That is the provision of freeway ramps at the current Bullman's Road overpass and or the provision of a full diamond interchange at Harkness Road. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Miller. Do you have a councillor to second the motion?
I'll second it, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Kelly. Does any councillor oppose the motion? I declare it carried. Item number 15, councillors' questions without notice. Councillor Kelly.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have one question for Mr. Heaney. How will the federal government's cuts in the 2014-15 budget to kindergarten hours affect our families in our municipality, and have we written to all relevant authorities with our concerns in regards to this?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Councillor Carley, it's noted it will have concerns for this city and everyone, all other local governments and providers. what's known as universal access, where every child will have access to 15 hours kindergarten 1 year prior to the commencement of primary school. The federal government has assisted in the funding of that additional 5 hours for the last few years. So generally it's been 10 hours, was increased to 15. That funding at the minute is only secured up to December this year. The MAV is doing a fair piece of work with all local governments on the impact that will have to families or councils or providers. In our case, we have a number of providers that deliver kindergarten provision for some 1,754-year-old children. And I think we just put a report up, well, I know we just put a report up saying that this council is very proud of achieving 15 hours, 100% 15 hours access only 8 weeks ago. The impact will be financial to either our providers or families. As we said, it's very awkward for us because we go out to enrolments, no different than every other council, for kindergarten provision for 2015, hopefully with an intention that every child will have access to 15 hours provision. The impact for providers will be if the funding doesn't commence or doesn't continue post-December 2014, that will come at some financial pain to the providers and possibly council or both. There will be a report that will come to council at a point in time once we hear more from the federal government. So we're still not 100% sure. There's nothing there post-December. As you can imagine, planning for 15 hours kindergarten provision is planning for all those teachers and assistance teachers that need to provide that 15 hours and some certainty for the staffing arrangements for the teachers and the funding agencies for some, to have some consistency to do that. So there has been letters forwarded to the Premier. The state is very concerned about it because the state fund 10 hours. The gap is the 5 hours. So all states have drafted correspondence to the feds. We have definitely, through our good mayor, forwarded correspondence to the feds and our Premier and the MAV and members expressing our concern that if this ceases, this council or the community could come at some pain because 5 hours of kindergarten provision comes at a fair cost for the community or a provider. So it will have an impact if it's not continuously funded by the feds, the state, or both. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Heaney. Thank you, Councillor Carley. Item number 16, motions without notice.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have two motions without notice. The first one is that Council write to the Minister of Education, Martin Dixon, urging him to proceed with the purchasing of the land designated for a secondary college in Plumpton and that he should act on this as soon as possible. And my second motion without notice is that Council writes to the State Government Opposition Leader Daniel Andrews to advise that this Council supports Daniel Andrews' plan to enforce Victoria Councils to cap their rates at the Consumer Price Index and justify any rises. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Item number 17, urgent business. Item number 18, confidential business.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move a procedural motion that pursuant to Section 89/2 of the Local Government Act 1989, the meeting be closed to the public to consider the following reports that are considered confidential for the reasons indicated for 18.1, 18.2 and 18.3. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Medlett.
I'll second that, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Thank you for coming, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy your refreshments if you're hanging about. I didn't get that one.